For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Katie Durkee lives in Fort Mill with her husband and two teenage children. She takes her life one day at a time.
Because there's no other way to do it. If you thought long term, you would melt under the pressure. And if you keep going backwards, there's no point because you can't fix anything that's already happened. You've just got to keep going forwards.
The thing to know is this is not some trite corporate networking pep talk. This is Katie Durkee's life. As the mother of two teens with physical and mental health issues, as a survivor of COVID-19, and as the mother of a survivor of COVID-19.
I got it like the second week of March or the third week of March, and he got it about a week after me. We were not the 2 week people. It took me 5 months to get back to 100%.
And it began, like it has for so many, with something she thought was something else.
It started off as like a sore throat, and I thought, this is probably just allergies, don't panic. But I made a fatal mistake. I went to CVS and loaded up on stuff at CVS for coughs and colds and that stuff, right? Because I have a kid with asthma.
About a week after her trip to the pharmacy, Durkee's throat got worse, her mouth dried out, she started getting migraines.
And then I got food poisoning, which wasn't food poisoning.
Remember, in March, COVID was still being spoken about as an upper respiratory infection. Other symptoms, including intense gastrointestinal distress, weren't quite recognized yet.
It progressed from there. On day 10, it hit my chest and I was so fatigued. It was vertigo, migraine. I couldn't even open an email. I could open an email, but I would look at it and it was like, it made no sense to me.
Durkee spent a month in bed, taunted by aches and pains as much as by the yo-yo nature of her symptoms.
It was like a really bad flu, but it would let up for a day or two. You know, for a couple of days, you'd think, okay, I'm on the way up, I've beaten this. And then right back down again. It took a full 5 months before I could take a deep breath without, you know, like all around here hurting, all around my rib cage.
And then there was her son, who through much of the summer between 10th and 11th grades suffered through
tachycardia and muscle pain. It comes with a lot of back pain and neck pain. And I mean, there isn't a piece of you that doesn't hurt at some point, but it migrates around. You know, you have conjunctivitis and then you have kidney pain and then you have back pain and neck pain. And it's the strangest thing.
Durkee does not want her children's names in the story and neither wanted to talk to me anyway. That mostly has to do with the anxiety both cope with. Durkee's son also has ADHD and a condition that limits glucose delivery to the brain. It generally leaves him with what Durkee refers to as brain fog. Her daughter, in 10th grade, did not contract COVID. She's anxious about getting it, but Durkee's son is actually doing well mentally from having gone through it.
I think he has an expectation of what it is now, and he doesn't want it again, but I think he understands what it is more than the other one. The other one hasn't had it yet and saw me just very sick, and it was a long time.
So there is plenty to keep on top of in the Durkee household. COVID has upended school schedules and kept the specter of the disease in the shadows for the kids. And in that sense, Katie Durkee, as the mother of children who need extra care, is still dealing with the side effects of the coronavirus.
The stresses of being the piggy in the middle has become exponentially harder. Kids are very stressed out. School's not going well. And I have to figure out how to keep the kids calm and on track while completing their school, but also appeasing their anxiety and stress over whether they're going to get sick, whether they're going to get ill, whether one of us is going to die. And so managing everybody else's stresses leaves you in a situation where you don't have the, you know, there is no room for you to have a meltdown. So you as the parent have to manage it. You have no choice.
If a statement like that came from anybody other than Katie Durkee, it would probably sound more like a fuse hissing its way to a dynamite stick. But Durkee has a few advantages. For one, she does marketing and outreach for NAMI Piedmont Tri-County. That's the Piedmont chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, so she's no stranger to mental health matters and the value of therapy. For two, the pandemic's talent for throwing lives into chaos didn't really change the way the Durkees have lived for a long time now.
I already worked at home. My husband was working at home and then went back to the office. And then as soon as COVID hit, they sent everybody home again very quickly. And so he's been working at home. So that's his norm anyway. It's my norm anyway. The difference for us has been the kids have been here. But we didn't just suddenly become those people. We've had 15 years to be these people.
Not that it's been entirely smooth. Durkee's kids are still kids, after all, and getting them through school, home or not, takes some effort on everybody's part. Nevertheless, and despite the rough waters, Katie Durkee sees a certain bright spot on humanity's horizon resulting from this pandemic: empathy.
Having a really good job and then having your mortgage and all those things tied to that really good job is terrifying. It terrifies me. So I feel like more people are going to have these same waking up in the middle of the night panicking about these things, because that unpredictability is now hitting everybody. It's like a little bit of an epiphany on how we've all had to adapt and how maybe that understanding for the world of people who were already struggling before this started, that might change a little. We can hope.
In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.